He has already made the argument that to be a Reformed Jew is to be a good Pharisee. That is to proceed in the same way in which the Pharisees revived and energized Judaism in their age. The way to do it is through Reformed Judaism. Reformed Judaism has assumed the mantle of creativity and spontaneity and openness with respect to the world around us. In other words, Reformed Judaism is the purest form of Judaism in the 19th century. But also, and here is where we enter into we stand in bewilderment. Reformed Judaism is also the purest form of Christianity. If indeed Jesus was a Pharisee, and if we can only understand Jesus through understanding his Pharisaic background, indeed, the moral and spiritual foundations of Christianity can also be found in Reformed Judaism. Now, here's, you have your cake and eat it. You can have it both ways. How, in fact, do these two line up? How can you be both a good Jew and a good Christian simultaneously Reformed Judaism? And, of course, Reformed Judaism is still faced with a challenge. If it is indeed just Christianity, then what distinguishes Judaism, being a Jew, from being a Christian? Obviously, it's not enough to simply argue that they are the same. But here, Geiger is polemicizing simultaneously with an Orthodox Jewish establishment in arguing for the legitimacy of his own Reform ideology, at the same time with a Protestant Christian establishment arguing that they don't understand Christianity fully, and that in order to understand the pure version of Christianity, its original layer, its Ur layer, one must get at what Rabbinic Judaism is all about. Here, then, is this remarkable fusion, this linking between scholarship, historical scholarship. We talked last time about the issue of history and faith. In Geiger, in order to promote a certain kind of Jewish faith, he uses his scholarship, his knowledge of the past, in order to promote the present. Of course, you might ask the question, is this good scholarship? Is this not bending the past in order to present the present? And indeed, we will see, to some extent, it is. Are the Reformed Jews the Pharisees of their time? Perhaps, in a certain way, but in other ways, they are not at all alike. And clearly, those who had other ideological positions to present would argue against the kind of tendentious scholarship that Geiger was presenting. But nevertheless, here is this creative linkage between promoting a contemporary ideology of Judaism and scholarship. Now we should talk about what Geiger is presenting. In other words, we still haven't really defined carefully what is Reformed Judaism. What is the theory behind this understanding of Judaism? Why is it Reform as opposed to Judaism? And what does it present to make Judaism relevant and alive for contemporary Jews? As you will see also, as I now present some of Geiger's ideas, there is, in the background of all of this, Mendelssohn on the one hand and Spinoza on the other. Clearly, they are linked, and you will see how one thinker is building upon the ideas of the other. Geiger begins with the assumption that the traditional understanding of revelation and Jewish law holds little meaning for most contemporary Jews. In fact, it's irrelevant. To observe 613 mitzvot, commandments, to live in this traditional lifestyle of observance, of commandments, of all that it entails to perform as a Jew, simply did not resonate for contemporary Jews who lived in a secular world. There is something irrational about these laws, and there's something also that does not touch the heart. As you will see, the two criteria for defining what is meaningful Judaism is, does it affect the mind? Is it consonant with our own rationality? And does it affect the heart? In other words, does it touch us spiritually? Does it do something for us? Does it address us as individuals? Does it affect our spiritual needs? If it does not, clearly, then it isn't worth preserving. In other words, the first thing we can say about this ideology is that it is preservative. It is survivalistic. It is not simply the road to further assimilation and integration into German society. It's not the way that leads out of Judaism. For Geiger, it is the only path that remains. Traditional Judaism has failed. It has failed to capture the mind and hearts of Jews. And therefore, what remains is to present, to reform, to reshape, to reconstruct Judaism in a way that it will affect the minds and hearts of its constituency.